Hey, I'm so happy you made it. Come in, come in. Here, let me take your coat. Oh, hush, you give your coat to me. It's no trouble. Make yourself at home. Yeah. I've arranged everything to be ready for you. Oh, of course, it's a special occasion, silly. I just haven't told you what it is yet. No, not now. After dinner, okay? Now, let me cover your eyes. I'm serious. Close them. Okay. Now, I'll lead you in the kitchen for a little surprise. Although, I suspect you've already smelt it. Oh, tried to warn you. Just a few more steps. And voila! So, what do you think? You love it? Oh, I'm so happy. I hope you brought an appetite because I had our private chef prepare all your favorites. Well, is it so wrong that I want to spoil you a little? Nothing awkward about a candlelight dinner between a girl and her old babysitter. Come on, take a seat. Yeah. This is far from the last surprise I have planned for tonight. All in good time. All in good time. I'm just trying to wet your tongue a little. And speaking of, you have to try the wine. I'm sure it'll loosen you right up. Oh, you know me. I'm only 18. Mine's just grape juice. Wine tastes sort of bitter to me anyway. I gave you something with a little more kick. Don't worry about my parents. We've got an entire cellar of unopened wine bottles, and they're practically never home. Yeah, this time it's Aspen. They like the skiing up there, although I doubt they'll come home after. They've been talking about another trip to Italy for ages, so I expect that's where they'll be next. I'd be surprised if their vacation ends anytime next month, but that's nothing new. Oh, don't worry about it. It's honestly not so bad. Being a billionaire latchkey kid, whatever I need, I just buy. If I want to go anywhere, the chauffeur or the private jet can take me just about anywhere. I grew up mostly raising myself, and I've never been terribly upset about the freedom that came with that. Only ever how lonely it would get in such a big mansion all by myself. But that's where you would always come in. Do you know how many years you've been babysitting me for? Of course I do. It's five. My parents helped pay your way through college to make me happy because although I never needed anyone to look after me, I did need you. To be there for me, to be my best and truest friend all these years. You are the most amazing person I've ever met. I don't know what I would do without you in my life. In fact, it was 5 years ago today that you and I met for the first time. That makes this our anniversary. You always acted the role of the doting older brother that I never had, taking me to see movies, playing games, filling my every day with something wonderful. But I'm an adult now, and I don't need to be babysat. I'm a grown woman who doesn't have to be supervised, who is capable of making her own decisions, and lately I've been considering a big one. It's been weighing on me for weeks, honestly, since I turned 18, a nagging, insistent question that will come to define my entire adult life, I expect. Who I want to share the rest of my life with. it shouldn't be any surprise to you that I need to have someone in my life to make me feel loved. A person to greet me when I come home, to help me relax and decompress after a long day. Someone to spend every night of the rest of my life loving and laughing with. That's all I want. And, well, I think I know what that is now. It's, God, I rehearsed this so many times. I can't believe I'm blushing so much. It's you. You're the one I want. You're the only one I want forever. Let's start our life together now. Oh my God, I'm so happy. I finally told you. I'm just so overwhelmed and excited. This whole night has been about this, asking you here and telling you my decision. I'm just so happy. I can't even begin to tell you. Okay, now that you are all caught up with our life plan, I figured you could help me with the itinerary. In a minute, love. Let me lay out what I have first. I was thinking of a destination wedding somewhere like Florence or Madrid, or we could go for something more scenic and away from the city lights, like Fiji or Tuscany, somewhere where we can get nice pictures. Hang on, I'll let you weigh in. Just let me finish, baby, please. Our honeymoon will be in Hawaii. You'll absolutely love it. Then for our first house, I was thinking of something cozy, a bit remote. I was thinking somewhere just outside either Paris or Ontario. Paris has more to do and better weather, but it's also a lot more touristy. And we'd both have to learn French. But what do you think? I don't understand. What do you mean we're not getting married? Yes, we are, silly. No, I just told you I want to marry you. The proposal's really more of a formality, but I guess if you want to discuss that first, it's fine. I picked out a ring. You don't want to marry me? What? Why are you saying that? You're making any sense, darling. No. I already planned out our life together for the next 60 years. You don't not get to go back on that plan. I don't care if you never agreed to it. I want to make you my husband. I get whatever I want. This is just not how I hoped this would go. You are being completely uncooperative. But fortunately, I don't need you to participate in the planning. That was a courtesy. If you'd rather, I plan out our lives by myself. I'm happy with that. Where do you think you're going, huh? Oh, really? You're going to walk out on me? On us? You're going to throw away our future together. Just like that? Fine, then. You go ahead and walk out that door and never come back. I won't stop you. Yeah? Oh. Oh, what's wrong? Something the matter, sweetie? Looks like somebody can't handle his liquor. Or... could have been the tranquilizer that I slipped into your wine, which has been metabolizing all through our discussion. You poor stupid little thing. You didn't think that I'd reveal my plan with that contingency, did you? Of course, I'd hoped you would be more amenable, but oh well. I'll just have to drag you down that aisle in chains. Night-night. Wakey, wakey, my little sugar plum. That's it. Open those eyes for me, baby. Good morning, sleepyhead. Almost had me worried with how long you were out. You're awake now. You have such beautiful eyes, you know that? I'm gonna wake up before you every morning and wait for you to open them, just so that I'll always be the first thing I see before I start my day, baby. Oh, would you quit your protesting? I don't think you understand what I'm giving you here. I could have just let you try and struggle to pay off your student loans. Find a hard, unfulfilling job that you'd work yourself to death at. Trying to provide for a needy family. But I love you, and that's why I swept that life away and gave you a better one. One with me at the center of it. You'll only have to perform a few husbandly duties in exchange. Now, let me slip those pants off of you, love. Mm-hmm. It's pointless to struggle. Drugs are still in your system. Your gross motor functions won't return for many hours still. Even if you could fight me, I've bound you down to the bed as a precaution. There you go. God, your body is so beautiful, baby. Oh, I'm gonna run my tongue over every inch of it. Bite and mark your chest, your neck, your thighs. Feel the way I run my fingernails up your body, so coyly teasing you. Your nerves waking under my touch. You're my husband now. All that you are belongs to me. If you won't freely give yourself to me, that's fine. Because you couldn't stop me from taking you anyway. Your consent is meaningless to me. In time, you'll come to be so grateful to me for making you embrace our life together. I can provide you with everything you'll ever want. You will never know. Need, my love. You'll never know. How I've fantasized about this. How I've dreamt of these lips. The flavor, the texture of them. Now it's all mine. Your body is splayed out on my bed like a work of art. Ready to serve my needs. I need that mouth on me down here, darling. Yes, you do want to. Don't you see my beautiful pussy? Doesn't the sight of it enthrall you? I don't think you're telling the truth. Now, are you happy? After all, your cock isn't a very good liar. But if you insist on doing everything the hard way, I'll oblige you. He just puts your tongue out for me. And if you don't, I'm going to sit down harder on your face. And after you asphyxiate, I'm simply going to use you for whatever purposes I wish while you're out unconscious. Good husband. See, you do know how to behave. You just have to be properly motivated. That's good. Seems you respond better to discipline than encouragement. Oh, I'll be sure to remember that in the future. As your wife, it's my duty to know these things, to make sure you remain obedient. Fuck yes, just like that. From now on, I'll be the only woman in your life besides our mothers. And then only if you start playing ball more, you won't have any female friends. If a female TV repair woman or plumber comes over, he'll direct them to me or Renart. He's our personal butler. Oh, that's it, baby. Keep going. Oh, in exchange, I'll leave you an allowance to spend on yourself. Oh, if you need more money, you'll speak with me, and I'll decide whether it's necessary. Oh, fuck. I'll be in charge of all our finances from here on out. You'll also have to keep a wardrobe, if only outfits of which I approve. I want you to be the handsomest husband you can be, after all. All my friends at college will be so jealous. And of course, it goes without saying that you aren't allowed to try. Oh, and get a job. You won't be needing to make any more money. Okay, that's enough for now. I'm going to ride your cock. Oh. You don't know how feral it makes me to sit in your lap and see your adorable face covered in my juices. You know, I've never been with a man before either. I was saving myself for you. Of course, I can't be sure you've done the same, but that doesn't matter now, does it? I'll be the only woman you ever know from now on until the day you die. That's good enough for me. This isn't exactly how I'd envisioned my first time going, but I'll make do. If you had wanted to participate in taking my virginity, you shouldn't have tried to walk away from this. It's a lesson that is better learned early. If you want this marriage to be pleasant, one for you, I always get what I want. I'm going to take this very slow. Oh, just lay still, baby. It's okay. Oh, you're so big. Oh, I'm so tight. Okay, let me just hold like this for a minute. I need to adjust a bit. Oh, are you enjoying fucking your wife's virgin pussy, baby? Come on, just tell me. Oh, it'll make me so happy to know. Just say, I love how tight your pussy feels around my cock. Just say it for me, you can do it. How many times must I remind you not to play these games with me? You'll never do anything without my hand around your throat, will you? No. When I let you breathe, you're going to tell me that you love my pussy, or I'm going to put my hand back, understood? Good. And tell me you love the feel of my pussy. Yes, I sense chills up my spine. I love the feeling of your cock. Oh, inside me too, honey. I'm gonna move now. Let me move on you. Like this. Oh, yes. That's good, baby. Just like that. Up and down. Oh, the length of your shaft, savoring every ridge. Oh, it still hurts, but it feels so good. That's what I've always wanted. Fuck yes. Oh, you and I are going to be so happy together. You'll be the perfect little house husband for me. Doesn't that sound wonderful? I know it does. Yeah. Oh, damn it. Yes. Oh. You're hitting all my spots, baby. I'm on fire. Oh. Just a little faster. Yeah, that's it. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, it's so good. I love you so much, baby. Come here. I want to be joined to you forever. Yes, fuck yes. So good. Filling my little virgin hole. Even if it's better than I thought. Oh, my mind is blurring with pleasure. Oh, I'm getting fucking close. Yes. I can feel you throb every time you bottom out in me. Oh. You're going to fill me, aren't you? You're going to fill me with that? It's okay. It's okay, baby. Come on. I'm your fiance now, darling. Oh, you can cream pie my pussy. Just let go. Oh, don't hold back. That's it. Oh, let me have that fat load. Fill me with it. Come on, fuck up close. Oh, I'm gonna come. Make me come while you come. Yeah, come with me, baby. Yes, fuck yes. Come inside. Yes, baby. Fuck. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, so good. Oh, I'm in ecstasy. Oh, I feel like I'm still coming down, like I'm high off of our lovemaking. Is that normal? Yeah. Oh, I just want to lay down beside you and sleep together. Oh, this is the first time that this bed will be ours. Oh, I will never have to fall asleep without you in my arms ever again. Come here. Promise me you'll always love me, baby. That makes me so happy, baby. That's everything I've dreamt of. You've made me the happiest woman ever. Fuck, I want you again. My baby.
Oh, well. Listener, well, hot damn. I love this one. I love this one. Hope you guys will too. It was fun, sexy, dumb, and playful, and I was able to change my tone from sweet to dumb. Yeah, I like that a lot. Anyways, hope you will enjoy it too. Later, my kittens.